All right. And the WILO party line on WILO is brought to you by Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County DailyNews.com, your local news sources, as well as TC Trailers, Encompass Credit Union, Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort, Ivy Tech Community College, and the Big Deals page. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Todd Berryman on this side of the board, Melissa Miller on the other side, and standing by on the phone, our longtime friend Karen Crum with us this morning. Karen, good to hear from you.
Yes, good to hear from you too.
Yeah, I decided I wasn't going through the list of titles.
That's okay.
You've been busy.
You have to have the longest title underneath your name in any email I have ever seen.
Well, I just wear a couple of different hats, but yeah, they're two or three words long themselves, right? So that's no problem.
Yeah, well, and right now you're doing a lot. I mean, you pretty much got the whole kit and caboodle right now, right?
I do, just for a little while. So we had some promotions in the office, and people get swooped up to campus and things like that. So. But yeah, we're still, we took a little break over Christmas, yeah. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'm always thankful for that because once the new year hits and kids go back to school, we just hit the ground running, so.
Yeah, you got to breathe sometimes, so Christmas mm-hmm. break, yeah. And that gives you a chance to spend that with your kids too, so.
Yes, absolutely, so, but yeah. We hit the ground running, and 4-H enrollment is in full swing. So that's the thing that I've been concentrating on and accepting those enrollments. We sent out a newsletter with reminders of things like that. And
enrollment ends the end of this month?
Actually, January 15th.
Okay, that's
but
right.
But that is, we love to get everybody in by then, but
we
always
turn
have
them away.
Stragglers.
Yeah.
We don't turn anybody away because we want all the kids to have the opportunity to be in 4-H, and it's such a great program, and they learn so many skills and build those relationships that last a lifetime, right? So.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, and a lot of people Jacob, he's homeschooled, but it's K-12. But yeah, I mean, his friends, everybody he texts with, he talks on the phone with, and they even have their little gaming groups where they're playing games together, Farm Sim.
Yep.
But, they're all from 4-H.
Yeah, absolutely.
From all over the place. So, yeah. I mean, a great place for kids to socialize.
Yes, for sure.
So.
But, yeah, so we're doing that. January 15th, they can go to v2.4honline.com and get enrolled. And then, of course, if they have any questions, they can contact me, contact the office, and email me. We can help them get enrolled.
Did you, I know there in November, was it November? Yeah, first part of November, you guys had the project fair. We couldn't be there because we were in the field. Did you have a pretty good turnout for that?
We did. We probably had 40 different families come through there. I know we were trying to hit it pretty hard in the schools and advertise that. So, yeah, that Project Expo, it was a success. We had a lot of showing from Clinton Central, so over by your old stomping ground. Mm-hmm. And, it was good. We just, again, some of these things we haven't done in a while, and COVID kind of wrecked things, you know.
Sure.
And so we've been regrouping, and we've been going back to the basics, and starting some of those things that kind of fell by the wayside and getting things rejuvenated. So, yeah, absolutely.
Have you gotten quite a few, with enrollment winding down, basically, have you gotten quite a few kids? Have you had a chance to look at the numbers to see whether, a good percentage of everybody is registered now?
I think we still have quite a few to go, but this has been Christmas break. So a lot of them, just like we refocus at the new year, they've been coming in because they're like, oh, yeah, that enrollment deadline soon, and I want to get that done before school starts back up. So So they are still coming in, and we're always grateful for that, because once they come in January 15th, and we try to, I keep saying regroup, but that's what we do.
Yeah.
We put them in their clubs. We get manuals and rule pages pulled because the club leaders want to start meeting. So
sure.
We started this last year, too. We did an all-county meeting, and that worked really, really well. And
yeah,
so
that was great.
We're shooting for that. Yeah, that was so well attended. I think we had over 300 people in attendance, that one in February, and then we did another one in June, and of course everybody's busy and hectic and in the summertime, but
yeah, but we still had a pretty good turnout.
Oh yeah, I think we had over 100 for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
But we're going to do that again, so that's going to be on February 5th this okay. year, and so our goal, no, I'm sorry, February 4th, I wanted to make sure I had my date right, Sunday, February 4th. And so that will be at 2 p.m., so it's a little earlier in the day. I think our other one was more towards the evening. But come out to that, learn about 4-H. We're going to give a lot of information, and then the clubs are going to split out and meet again. So we'll do our all-county meeting first thing, kind of run through how a meeting should be run. And so we'll go from there, and then break out into our township clubs and our specialty clubs. So your primary club, we try to put kids in township clubs.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, we have, like, shooting sports. We have horse and pony. So we have some of the tractor clubs. So some of those specialty clubs or livestock clubs that meet frequently, too.
Right.
So whatever your primary club is, that's what we want to go to, and they will have all the kids' manuals and rule pages and get to know the kids and start that 4-H season again and get ready for that fair. Those projects done.
And I know we don't really talk about clover buds too early just because we don't meet mm-hmm. until later on, but
mm-hmm.
we do, you can go ahead and register your kindergarten and first graders for clover buds right now. And
yes.
We'll be at that county meeting as well. And mm-hmm. be able to find out more information on that. Clover Buds registration kind of goes a little differently than what the other kids do, because you can register later with Clover Buds.
Yes.
But yeah, you can still come out to that county meeting and find out about if you're not sure about whether, you know, putting your kindergartner or first grader into a 4-H program. It's just an intro to 4-H.
Yes.
It's not quite as intense as what regular 4-H is, but it's a good start.
Oh, absolutely. And we always have a lot of children. I think we had 60.
Yeah, we had 60.
Yeah. And so that's for our kindergarten and first graders. So absolutely. So I do recruit out in the schools, and so people have been asking for those sooner and sooner, mm-hmm. even though it's not until like a March 1st deadline. But I sent those out in the schools when I did the recruitment flyers. So
yeah,
I can email them out, and that's a paper enrollment, and that's no problem, and it's $10. And then when the kids are in second grade, we call that mini 4-H.
Yep.
And then third grade starts their regular 10-year. They're 10 years of 4-H, and that is 25, and that is done online, like I said, the v2.4honline.com at the website.
Yeah, and the opportunities just grow. From kindergarten and first grade, they have a few projects, a few different things. They're just learning about 4-H, and they're just learning about some of the activities that are available. And then minis, we're up to, what, 40-some projects now for minis?
At least a good 20-some,
okay.
for sure, 20 or
yeah.
30. Yeah.
yeah.
I haven't
yeah.
counted them lately.
I know, it keeps growing.
All the livestock, of course, and then, yeah, they have some of the building projects as well. But even our clover buds, we give them a chance
yeah.
to do a project and display that in the Edward Jones 4-H Community Building, and they get a ribbon just like the rest of the kiddos,
yeah.
you know? So.
They love that. They have a blast
yeah.
with that. So, but yeah, a lot going on with 4-H. I know junior leaders.
Yes,
is pretty. They're pretty much in full swing year round.
Right. Yeah, we have been meeting. I think we did our kickoff in October and November, and then So we had, I know we did a Thanksgiving one. We played Family Feud, Thanksgiving version. That was a lot of fun. In December, we went Christmas caroling at the Manor. And we're getting ready to meet again here mid-January. And they had already, we have a great group of kids. We're trying to grow that one. It's small but mighty. Those kids are workers. They are just the cream of the crop. So we have a lot of fun. We do some service projects.
And
they had already planned out the rest of the year. Like they want to do a barn dance in April. So,
and
yeah, we have movers and shakers.
7th grade through 12th, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I know a 7th grader that wants to get signed up for that.
Yeah, I hope he does. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's already mentioned it to his mom and to me, so I'm sure that he will be doing that.
Yes, good. We'll be glad to have him. And yeah, so it really is our privilege because we can serve K through 12, you know, all across the county and so much fun. Another something that we're doing, Nash Smith. So I always like to get my young alumni to come back.
Oh, yeah.
And we have been really, really blessed and in Clinton County with having our young alumni coming back, those college-age kids or out of college and still coming back to the community and wanting to serve and help out. And so he's actually going to be running a gaming spark club, so playing some board games, doing some different things like that. And that is going to run every Wednesday here in January. So starting next week. So the 10th, the 17th, the 24th, and the 31st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the extension office. So he'll be doing that. So we're looking forward to that. And something else I wanted to mention is our annual extension dinner. That is coming up at the end of the month. So January 25th, it's a Thursday evening. So again, when COVID happened, we changed things up. We've had a couple of years where we have done the annual luncheon, but this time we're going back to dinner in the evening, and so that'll be at 6 p.m. And actually, our guest speaker is a fellow educator. His name is Brock Turner. He's the health and human sciences educator over in Tippecanoe County, and he's going to be talking about artificial intelligence. So that's been a big thing and how Purdue Extension is going to be involved with that or how it's affecting Purdue Extension and us in general, you know. So it should be a great evening of food and fellowship and learning. And so we want people to come out. You know, we love to host stakeholders and people that have an opinion and get those opinions on how we can make things better, you know, like what do we need to do, what's working, what needs change. And so I'm inviting people. Some invitations have gone out in the mail. We're still waiting on some RSVPs to come in, but should be a great evening.
I know, I'm kind of switching gears just a little bit, but it's still
sure.
Extension. We're in January now. February is going to be not that far behind it. PARP classes. And I know that that's something that all of the counties kind of go together and try and get some of those scheduled. Do you know of any of them that are scheduled for spring yet? Because I've already had guys asking me about it.
Yes. So they've been going on this fall as well.
Mm-hmm.
They can just call the office and we can get them in a PARP class. So I know some of those classes are offered online as well, because I think they need to have, is it five credits?
It's 5 credit hours or something like that.
Yeah. And they can get, some of those are done online, some of those are in person. And yeah, you're right. So we tag team and extension. And we always have, help each other, just like Brock's come into Clinton County, you know, even though his home base is in Tippecanoe. And I go up and help in Carroll County and different things like that, teach Captain Cash with my colleague Joanne up there. And we do different things across county lines. But, yeah, Howard had some, Tippecanoe, Tipton, Carroll. So just come into the office and we can definitely get those farmers the information they need here locally, too.
Sounds cool. You mentioned Carroll County. Are you going to be up there for Super Saturday?
I'm not, but I do go up there when she needs me. And so we will see. She had mentioned a junior leader toboggan trip that's coming up, and I thought, oh, that might be fun.
I don't know.
I like to hit all the fun stuff, you know that?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I know Joanne was supposed, she kept saying she was going to retire, and we keep pushing her and keep saying, no, you're not allowed to do that yet.
Actually, I'm eating lunch with her today, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, tell her I said hi.
I will. She's a worker.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
No, okay, well, yeah. I think everybody in Purdue Extension is a worker. I mean, good grief.
Yeah.
Look at everything you guys do.
What
about the homemakers? They got anything coming up?
You know what? They had their Christmas party, and they did some different things. So I need to touch base with the homemakers and see what they want to do this year, too. I'm sure. We have movers and shakers there, so I'm sure they're up to something.
Yeah,
they always are going to their conferences and things like that. And so we're very, very blessed. With our homemakers.
I know Todd's hoping for Marvel's
cakes.
Yes.
We're all hoping for Marvel's cakes.
I think so, definitely. Just so you know,
mm-hmm.
Of course, you know Mike's already said he'll be back to help judge.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, Todd wants to throw his name in the ring, too.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
So you have him too as a judge for the barbecue.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
Well, part of what spawned this discussion a little bit when we were talking in the prior half hour was Texas Monthly mentioned a restaurant that has are you familiar with chicken and waffles, Karen?
Yes.
Okay. Their spin on chicken and waffles is barbecued ribs that have been barbecued in like a maple brine served on cinnamon roll pancakes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I know. Cindy Lovelace spit the bit and said, nah, I don't think so. And Melissa's kind of right on the cusp. I'm thinking, I'm willing to try this once. It might be awesome.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You have to try everything at least once.
Well, and we were talking about 4-H, too, because we had Joanne's information for Super Saturday, and we were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
I brought up the barbecue contest, and when he brought up barbecue, I thought, okay, I'm going to throw my side of the barbecue in here.
You know, if you're not eating on a beach towel in an adult diaper, it's not barbecue. I'm just saying, I've terrified my wife with, why is there a beach towel? Oh, God, it's barbecue day, Todd. Oh, God. So.
Now, I was telling you about some of the stuff that the kids make, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the food that is made on a grill that you wouldn't think would be made on a grill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and they bring their best, like those side dishes and everything.
Yeah.
Of course, we have them grill the meat. Those are the main things, the sides for those older kids.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, I'm glad you guys brought that up. I'm already getting livestock judges in. I'll be getting the building project judges here soon this spring. So
are you,
be on the lookout.
Yeah, and are you looking, how are you sitting with, I know every project, and I don't know if every county does this, but I think it's really cool that Clinton County does it. Every project has a mentor or a project leader.
Yes, a project, yes. Mm-hmm.
Are you sitting full now with all your projects?
I am. Club leaders, project advisors, livestock superintendents, yes. That is always my goal. Like, I always want to have those positions filled. And, yes, I've been super blessed. I pride myself on that. And you're right. It works. It works great. We want to give those kids resources.
Yeah.
And those resources are those volunteers. And we just could not run 4-H without our wonderful volunteers.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I know I help out with a couple of those projects, and so does Carrie. But,
yep.
But I was really surprised, especially this last year and a little bit through COVID, but more so since COVID has been over, I've had a lot more people texting me you know, reaching out through Facebook Messenger and that kind of stuff about projects.
Yeah.
And I found it really cool that, you know, if I didn't know, I could just pull that list out and say, okay, right here is the person that you need to talk to.
Yes, and, absolutely.
And it's great to have that resource.
Yes, yes. That was one thing when I started an extension 10 years ago. Can you believe that?
I know.
Hit my 10th anniversary here this week.
Actually. I know. It just keeps making me feel older. I mean, because I remember when you were in 4-H and when you were in FFA and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Yep, for sure. But. Yeah. But yeah, that was one thing. That was a goal of mine. I wanted to have a contact for all those and just another layer of resources, answer your questions, get you what you need. And they're the expert, just like Carla Kiefer with sewing. I mean, good information and things like that. Just, and they come in and they help during pre-fair judging. They know what the judge is looking for, so definitely great resources there.
Yeah.
And livestock, you know that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And a lot of them are having project workshops. So,
yes.
I mean, and that's another thing I love that we do, too, and with the help of our junior leaders, our Clover Buds and our Minis actually get to experience a livestock workshop.
Clinic, yeah,
and,
absolutely.
That's great for them. I get tickled out of the kids because the kids, you know, they're all fascinated with the animals and petting them and everything else, but it's the parents. Mm-hmm. The look of astonishment on the parents when they find out if they don't have that livestock background.
Right.
And we do everything from, and it's not just livestock. We do small animals, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's living and breathing.
Right.
We talk about. And with that program, it's so cool to watch the parents actually learn and find out exactly what goes into it. And it gives them a good heads up before the kids get into regular 4-H.
Absolutely. And even the junior leaders, like you're saying, what's the best way when you're teaching somebody is to learn it yourself, right? And then the knowledge that they have and can share. And that's what 4-H is about, like teaching others, you know. And it's all run by the youth. The meetings are run by the youth. They're elected, you know, officers.
The life skills that they get out of it, not just out of the projects themselves, but just out of the leadership skills, those public speaking skills that they get out of it. It's amazing what kids get out of 4-H all the way around.
Yes, absolutely.
One last thing I was thinking of too that I saw on my list of 4-H, and I know I even shared it on Facebook, scholarships.
Yep, I was going to bring that up too. Those are due online. So that is the state scholarships are due. So this is why it's super important to get enrolled by the January 15th deadline, because when you're an older kid, not only scholarships, but even camp counselors, So we're taking those applications, too. So any 9th through 12th grader for both of those. I know a lot of scholarships, people think you have to be a senior, but those senior scholarships or those state scholarships start even at as low as, like, a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
And they can apply for those. They do it online under the 4-H, and it's under the event tab. You can go in there and select what scholarships you want to apply for, and can be done multiple years. So as a sophomore, as a junior, again as a senior, and anywhere from like $1,000, $2,500. I mean, what?
Right.
What a wonderful accomplishment.
And
you know?
A lot of that, you can actually receive it more than once.
Yes. Consecutive years.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know my kids, both of them, received those consecutive years when they were in, and it's increased since then. Now is the state link, it used to be the state link was linked to the national scholarship too. Do you know if that still holds true, or is there a separate area for the national 4-H scholarship?
So once they get them in our system, then I think it is promoted. I think here at the state, they promote those on the ones that go on to the nationals.
Right.
So
yeah, I know that's the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of been out of that side of it for a little bit. But I thought that's the way it was. And even on the national side, because I know Carrie got the national 4-H scholarship. Mm-hmm. She had like four different 4-H scholarships.
Yeah.
When she graduated. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah. 4-H paid for my college.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It paid for a lot of Carrie's too, between that and FFA.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. So, yeah, so it's important. They have to be accepted. So their 4-H enrollment has to be done when I say accepted. So they go in and enroll themselves and they pay the $25, then I'm able to go in and accept it. And then they can go in and see the events and download and upload those applications that they need. And same with camp counselors. I'm always looking for 9th through 12th graders. We always have so much fun. 3 days in June up at Camp Tecumseh, and those have been coming in too. So those are actually due by the 15th, and then the scholarships are due by the 25th. So January is a busy, busy month.
Yeah, no kidding.
We love our break, but boy, we hit the ground running once we breaks over. So.
You mentioned camp for your counselors. When, and it's in June. Do you know the dates for this year?
Oh, absolutely. Let me just make sure. But June 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Okay. I was going to say, I thought it was just kind of crammed between graduation and other stuff that goes on in June. So,
absolutely. And then, of course, Summer Kids Workshops will be picking up again. Melinda Grismer is director of the Learning Network, and she wants to, that is another, we always partner with them. It's housed in our building. So that'll be the following weeks, the June 10th, the 17th, and the 24th. So we run 30 different Spark Clubs, like we were talking about, all those different workshops and things like that. Great opportunity for kids and gives them something to do in the summer, instead of being home alone or whatever. They can bring a lunch, they get fed,
Well, and it's anything from robotics to, I mean, what, you took them to the airport?
Yes.
They learned about,
cool opportunities, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, tons a lot of stuff going on this spring, so looking forward to a fun-filled, busy time, but good stuff.
Yep. Yeah, and of course, fair, we'll have clover buzz during the summer, and then fair and parades and all that good stuff. Yeah, every bit of, and we are parade, I'm supposed to tell you, we are parade wagon poor.
Now. Oh, no.
Oh.
So I need to find somebody else.
It's just called, we now have like three or four.
Oh,
wagons. So now it's just putting the tractors in front of them.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, no.
So you're poor from buying so many, but I bought one,
but Ross bought the others. Ross said to tell you you're parade poor. So.
Okay.
He wanted to make sure you had them, so.
Yeah. And of course the fair is July 13th through the 20th, so it fell back a little bit this year. And so pre-fair will be that week before, probably, 10th, 11th, 12th, things like that. So
we're not fighting with the 4th of July this
year.
Right.
Surprisingly, yes.
Yeah, because usually we're having to dodge that with prejudging. As far as judges go, if anybody is interested in being a volunteer for 4-H, whether it be to help out with projects or to help out with clubs, to help out with judging, that kind of stuff, what's the best way for them to sign up for that? Because I know, they have to go through some, I don't want to say hoops, but you do have to go through some checks.
Right. The steps, just like it is to enroll your child in 4-H, you enroll a youth member, and then, or you have the option of enrolling yourself as an adult. So adult members go through the same process as the kids do, and then, of course, we do background checks and things like that, because the safety of the youth. That's our number one priority, of course, in this day and age. And so, yeah, they would just get a hold of me. I can send them the instructions. I would love to talk to them further about that. I told you that we had a lot of things filled, but we can always use the help, absolutely, from sitting on a council to helping me make decisions, like we said at the annual meeting. You know, we take stakeholder input seriously and want to do the best job we can. And so, yeah, we want people to know what Extension does and how we're moving the county forward and go from there.
Well, Karen, as always, it's a pleasure for having. Todd was a little disappointed that you weren't here in person.
I know
you and I get to see each other every once in a while, and yeah, it's about time for one of our annual lunches, isn't it?
I mean, the sparkle does come across the phone, Karen. But yeah.
When you're
in here, it's just you kind of light up the room. So we miss having you.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm still on vacation.
Yeah, she's. I think you're calling in from home, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah,
I
kind of figured you were. When you said you were going to call in, I thought, you're at home.
Yep.
Well,
I appreciate that. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. Great to have you. And we'll get one of our mini lunches on the books here pretty soon.
Sounds great.
You take care and let us know if there's anything else we need to bring up. I know you usually send me a text or something, but anytime you need to get on, even if it's not your regular schedule, let us know.
Okay, will do.
All righty.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you.
Yes, thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Speaking with Karen Crum from Purdue Extension, and that wraps it up. Time to
send her home.
Call it a day, send it home, yep.
All right. Party Line, as you know, can be found on the Party Line page. 5 most recent episodes at Boone, Clinton, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. We also have it at HoosierlandTV.com. And, of course, you can always listen to the rebroadcast at 5 p.m. and midnight of today's episode. We'll be back with a hot, fresh, new episode 8:30 tomorrow on WILO, your home for classic hits.